This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji, and we've been watching Tropical Storm Gustav, which is projected to potentially hit landfall somewhere between Florida and Texas. Some models actually putting it on a path to hit New Orleans this on the third anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. And we've been observing the anniversary all week, talking to people about what happened to them 3 years ago and where things stand today. And so we're turning to Tom Fitzmaurice, a lifelong New Orleans, a restaurant critic and a radio show host, about the comeback of the city's famed culinary scene. Welcome, Tom, but I first got to ask you about Gustav and what your thoughts are. Are you planning to evacuate? I mean, the governor's called he's called an emergency state of emergency there.
Yeah, well, it could certainly happen, and in the southwest part of the state, if I were living there, I think I would. But we're watching it very closely, and we're not sure.
Okay, so like many people are going to be watching it closely, and I'm sure you guys there in New Orleans far more than the rest of us.
We're kind of ticklish there.
Big changes since Katrina hit, and between then and now in the restaurant scene. Now, this is such a famous part of New Orleans, your famed culinary arts.
It is famous here even more than it is elsewhere. It's something we really do live for. This is a big part of the city. It's at least the equal of our music culture, and it's the thing that we stay here for, because really not too many people are here to make money or because of the enlightened intellectual or political environment. We're here to enjoy the visceral pleasures of food and music, and food is as big as anything. You know, at the New Orleans Jazz Festival every year, there's more food than jazz.
So eat, drink, listen to music, and wait for hurricanes.
We don't wait for them. We know they're coming, so we just kind of think about them in the back of our minds and do what we need to do when it's time.
One interesting thing I saw was reported that actually today there are more restaurants in New Orleans than there were before Katrina. Is that possible, Tom?
It's not only possible, it's true. I've been tracking this since right after the storm. I was evacuated quite a ways away, and my readers kept asking me, you give me a list of restaurants that are open. This was about 2-3 weeks after the storm. And at first I was telling him, you're nuts, the whole city shut down, it's evacuated, there's nothing open. And then after hearing it enough times, I did come up with a list, and I put it up. It had 22 restaurants on it, the first one. It was right at the end of September. And I just put it up on my website, and I said, here's the list, instead of having to answer this. And I've kept that up ever since, and as of this morning, we're up to 955 real restaurants now, not gas stations with hot dogs or fast food places, but you know.
How has that happened in the midst of a city that's trying to rebuild?
Well, it was the most important thing to a lot of people here. It's what we came back for. If we had come back and we hadn't been able to eat the special food that we eat here, and the food we eat here is really different from anywhere else in the world, mm-hmm. just as any regional cuisine is anywhere, particularly in Europe. If we had not found that here, a lot of people would not have stayed here. They would have stayed where they were evacuated. A lot of people were touch and go. My own family was touch and go on that.
But
my
it was
son
the food.
Never did come back.
It was the food that brought most of your family back. Tom Fitzmaurice, thank you.
Etouffee,
Tom Fitzmaurice,
jambalaya,
restaurant critic,
oysters,
and the host of the food show, runs the website NewOrleansMenu.com. He's also the author of a cookbook on New Orleans food.